Gee, Bichon. I guess you do have a name, don't you? Well, good to meet you here. Better get formalities out of the way before they kill us all, right? You know that nickname? Don't let it get to you. I just was picking on you a little. Nothing personal, just a little habit of mine. Gotta make sure everyone's on their toes, and if you're gonna be the manager, well, I gotta teach you the ropes of what you gotta do. It's simple, really. You make the team perform, and you perform. We don't got a problem, but I gotta keep my reputation. So, you're gonna work them like workhorses, got it? You're pretty funny. But that sense of humor's only gonna get you so far, Chibi-chan. What? Do I not have a right to say exactly what I think? Is this not a free country anymore? That's what you're getting at or something? Yeah, go preach to someone else. I got work to do. Huh. Gonna follow me, huh? Well then, don't be too upset. If you really do garnish my attention, someone so short might make an impact. Not short. That's a funny one coming from someone who looks like a pipsqueak to me. Yeah, go ahead and talk about how you're not that small. You're smaller than me. And that's a fact. Now, club manager, why don't you go oogle those guys over there? What's with that blush? That indicates a certain amount of guilt. Am I to take that as I was oogling them? To each their own. If you want to be like that, go for it. Though it's kind of funny you oogle them and not me, considering I'm more the ideal type, you know? I'm big enough to pick you up. I've got muscles for days and looks to kill. So, is it that you're just intimidated? Or do you have bad taste? I can't tell. Guess what, to correct that. What? That's my pride on the line. I can't just let you go, you know. So, come along, little manager. Don't be shy. I should have expected some kind of retaliation like that. Not bad, though. Not bad at all. Kind of just felt like the wind. Not supposed to say that. Undermining you? Not exactly. You're the team manager, aren't you? So do your job. Manage the team. You've already done some work working them together. Haven't seen them work this seamlessly for a long time. Not sure what you did, but I'm gonna find out. You. That's right. You mysterious little fella. What could it be, Chibi-chan? What is it you're hiding from me? Can't handle when a real man gets next to your ear and tells you how it is, right? Not bad. Not bad at all. Those reactions, I mean. You're pretty quick. I'll give that to you. What better quality for a team captain? Charismatic, quick. Quick to assume the worst. Of course, I'm only picking on you. What? You're my colleague, aren't you? You're gonna be working these boys into shape, so you might as well start with the biggest boy of all. Pickup line. Of course not. That'd be unprofessional of me. That's not what kind of man I am. Why don't you find out if you're so curious? Of course, that might require something extracurricular. And you said I'm not worth that time, so guess I'll have to pass it up unless you let me take you on a date. It's not manipulation, Chibi-chan. Especially not if you agree to it. Then it's just a date. Doesn't have to have any ulterior motives or anything like that. I mean, come on. Do I seem like the guy for that? Not by a long shot. I'd never be. I mean, think of how much it would clash with my personality. If I was just stringing people along, I'd have a long string of storied pasts, all of which want to kill me. I don't really want to start that kind of thing. While I might be a bit of a direct kind of guy, it doesn't mean I'm a bad one. Not least of all in my book. If I'm a bad guy, then I don't know it. Doesn't it suit me, that air of mystery about me? I'm that big, tall man who's going to sweep you off your feet if you let me. Of course, you haven't let me yet, so I guess I'll just have to hold your hand. Well, I can see you're definitely a difficult horse to break, so to speak. What? I make comparisons all the time, and you've got a spirit that's like some kind of wild animal. I like it. It's something I could work with. What? I'm not trying to manipulate you, but I am trying to get to know you. You may be just a club manager, and I'm, well, the next guy up the ladder, but that doesn't mean we have to have that kind of relationship. I'm a gentleman, if you let me be. Don't believe it, do you? It suits me, doesn't it? The role of the bad guy. I've always wondered if it should, but I just kind of rolled with it. So I guess I'm the bad guy type. Is that a problem? Or is that a plus? Guess you have to decide. Jimmy-chan. So am I supposed to take that, response as a yes? You certainly aren't saying no. I'll pay for everything. How about that? Well, I'm not gonna force someone to go with me. If you don't want to, that's your loss, but all I can say is I think we got a spark here that others don't. I'm not gonna push you, but you like bad guys, so might as well pick on you, right? Is that a yes to the date this Saturday? I'll see you there. Don't stand me up now, I'd be so sad. Manipulation? No, I just gave you exactly what you wanted. Problem? Didn't think so, Chibi-chan. Why I keep calling you that, huh? I wish I knew. I just go with the flow of things. Do I strike you as someone who plans ahead? Sometimes I do. Not with this kind of thing. I'm new to the whole subject, if you want me to be honest. As silly as it is to admit, I never really had the reason to pursue someone. I'm pretty popular around here, but I have to turn a lot of them down. You're a little different, though. I don't know, you got that spark about you. Like you know what's going on. Like you can see me for more than just that guy over there. Maybe it's me being hopeful, and maybe I've misunderstood everything, but really, who gives a damn? As long as I can get you on a date, I bet I can get you on a second one, and we'll be flying high before you know it. Besides, as a third year, I figure I might as well make the most of my time here. What's the point in getting all uppity and not living life, dedicated everything to what I do here? Why stop? I still got my looks and my personality, being exactly what they are. You know what you're in for. So, I figured I might as well strike first. Make sure my Chibi-chan understands. What's the matter? You seem all kinds of flustered, and we haven't even had our date yet. I told you, this Saturday. Though you might want to be on guard because, I don't know, you seem like the type who might just get a little preoccupied with things. A little bit distracted, and then a wolf like me will strike. Sink my fangs into that neck of yours and it's all over. A vampire? Do I look like a vampire to you? maybe as devilishly handsome as one, but that's only the start. It'd be hard to lead this team the right way if I was a vampire. I mean, think about it. Who's gonna listen to a bloodsucker on all this? Unless you're secretly a vampire, in that case, vampires' rights. Go, go, vampires. Wanna take a bite? Maybe kiss? You look stunned. Is it because you can see my eyes calling you cute? Yeah, I kissed your forehead. What about it? You didn't tell me not to, and you were too stunned, so it's your fault. Okay? Your reaction's an instant classic. Only ever seen it in dramas before. Someone getting that stunned? I must be more handsome than I thought. So what's with the chip on your shoulder anyways? You know what? I think it's a nice addition to your personality. You've got this air about you that there's a lot more that I haven't seen, and I want to see it all. Oh, now you're just quoting me the wrong way. If you're the manager, you should know better than that, right? I'm as innocent as can be. Just as innocent as you want me to be. Isn't that what you expected me to say? Shame on you. You didn't expect the obvious. That's on you. Now come on. Show me how it is. Oh, did I get under your skin? I wasn't even trying. You must be a little too easy to tease. What? Can't embrace one of your good points? Somehow, when you get pissed off, it just makes you more attractive, manager. Or should I say, Chibi-chan? Guess I deserve that one, huh? Maybe I shouldn't be calling you quite so small. After all, it's just that I'm big and you're not. Well, you're decent-sized. I'll give you that. Not quite a pipsqueak level, but maybe just a few steps above it. Maybe a lot of steps. Who cares? Now, let's get into the important stuff. Me and you. You still haven't denied my attempts at hitting on you, so I'm going to assume you're interested. What's it gonna be? You want my time? You want that date that I invited you to that you totally said you weren't interested in a minute ago? You gonna let me win just like that? That's too easy. It almost doesn't feel right. Then again, you're way too easy. I mean that in a good way. What can I say? Picking on you? It hits different. You make me feel just a tad bit more excited about life. I usually am picky on people, but not you. It's different. You give me a different vibe completely. And the fact that you're in the same year as me, that definitely makes things just a little bit more interesting that I'm able to pick on you like your first year. Goes to show the difference in maturity between us. But does that mean I'm the immature one or you? Guess we won't know till that date happens. I'll see you on Saturday. Chibi-chan. Don't appreciate my nicknaming sense? Well, I guess you're not the first one. Nobody seems to appreciate that like I do. And besides, even if you could, I don't know if you'd appreciate my thoughts. Get inside my head a little. Find out how many things you do or don't want to know. I don't hold back. It's on you if you can't handle it. Saturday already. Wonder if they're actually going to show up. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, come on. What's not to love about me? I am the captain, even if I'm scheming. Doesn't make me a bad person. Getting under people's skin is just proof that they care about you. That you care about them. Or maybe I'm twisting my words. Ah, How much did you hear? You've been behind me for quite some time, haven't you? Well, I guess you caught me at one of my most vulnerable moments. That's saying something. So, what made you show up in with such a cute outfit? If I didn't know any better, I'd call this a date. You know, I could go about this in several different ways. But the way I see it, the whole acting like an asshole thing, it's right up your alley, isn't it? Now, I might remind you of someone, and maybe that's a good thing. And maybe I don't want to remind you of them. Maybe I'm just a little bit different. And maybe I'm just gonna be myself and say exactly what comes out of my mouth. Fuck it. And before you say it, you can view me however you like. I don't care. You already saw me at my worst, Chibi-chan. What have I got to lose? So, curious about me? Or should I ask about you? What brought you here? Why'd you agree to be the manager of such an unruly team? The manager and the captain have to have a close relationship in some terms. So consider this me trying to get to know you. Calling it a date was kind of over the top of me. Sorry if I pushed myself just a bit too far, but I won't apologize now that you're here because it was totally worth it. Now the question is, how much you'll let me get away with. You see, you've let me get away with taking you on this date, picking on you, talking just a bit cocky. So where does it stop? Are you gonna stop me if I went for a kiss right now? I suppose I deserve that. But not gonna say I didn't like it. Oh, come on. You know me too well for that. You think I'd actually waste my time if I didn't expect you'd be worth it? No, I might be an asshole in that way, but I definitely don't lead people on, I guess. I don't have time for that. I wasted a lot of my life just observing other people, being the person in the background, and I got tired of it. Eventually I changed that, and now look at me, the captain of the team. The front runner for most things, and the one who has to deal with all the other colorful members of the team, and, well, I don't regret it, not even a little bit. Ever since then, I just never held back, never looked back. Thought it'd be better if I just said it as it is. And it's gotten me slapped more than once. I do happen to be very into people of your kind, the cute kind. The one that are easy on the eyes, easy to talk to, easy to go in for a kiss and get slapped. Well, not gonna try and lie and say that was part of my plan, but not gonna say it's gonna deter me either way. Hope you've got a lot of willpower, cause you're gonna need it if you're planning on stopping me. Though if I had to bet my life on something, I'm gonna say that you're not going to stop me because you like the attention. I mean, come on. You gonna give me a problem? Nah. If you really did, you wouldn't have showed up. I mean, come on. There's no formality that says the manager has to meet with the team captain for a date. So, I can only come to the conclusion, the humble conclusion at that, that you're hopelessly in love with me. Maybe just a bit obsessed. Maybe you don't know how you feel, but your heart sure does. Face it, you want me, baby. Don't you? I was mostly joking, but that blush, that was too much. Even for me. You're something else sometimes. Do I regret making you blush? Of course not. What would be the point if I regretted anything at this point? And if I happened to make you cry, maybe I'll regret it a little bit. But I don't think I'd be too prone on that. I stand up for my team. And now that you're a part of it, I'll stand up for you. Sappy, I know. Not really my thing. In fact, it's probably the most uncharacteristic thing. Just like how I talk to myself when I get just a tad nervous. Wondering if you were actually going to show up, I actually started doubting myself. But let's just say doubt isn't a very good color on me, so I just had to play it off, play it cool. That's why even if you heard everything, I'm not ashamed. Go ahead. Try and make fun of me. Bet I could get under your skin first. And the way you blush, I can see it in your eyes. I don't have to see it on your cheeks, you know. Though, maybe seeing both is something of a blessing in disguise. Feeling that warmth, if I'm this close, totally worth it. Even if you're tempted to slap me, what if I catch that slap and pull you into Og? You gonna stop me? Was only a threat. I don't believe in rushing things. A lot of people think I do. Probably it's my own fault. It's how people perceive me. They think I'm always scheming something, scheming in this or that, but I think love's the one thing that I don't want to scheme in. Maybe scheming how to make you blush more, scheming how to get you closer to me, scheming how to be that bastard that charms you no matter what you do, but not scheming manipulating you, not scheming making you cry or sad, because that wouldn't sit well with me. Come on, let's face it. That's not what I am, not who I am, not who I want to be. That's all just the image of the captain. That imposing figure that has to be there to tell people we're not going to lose. To prove it. Not only to set things up on the team, but to be that center that protects everything. So consider this my attempts at making you feel welcome. Even if it's not a date. Well, it can be. If you keep looking at me like that. Let's face it. You're probably super attracted to me, right? Well, I can't say I'm not attracted to you. That's for sure. You want the honest opinion, and then yes. If you want the whole platonic relationship thing, guess we can go down that route. Just doesn't seem as fun. Someone as cute as you, Chibi-chan. I want to make you mine. And what's wrong with that? Can you say you really don't want that? Want me to sweep you off your feet? Hold you in my arms, pull you into a kiss. I could do all that and more, all the while picking on you. What? I happen to know people like you like being picked on just a bit. Doesn't it make you feel wanted? That whole kindergarten mentality. If someone picks on you, they like you. Only difference is I'll tell it to your face, but I'll also tell you how much I want you. Just to make those cheeks of yours go on fire. It's called living without regrets. You should try it sometime. Take my hand and find out. You want someone to lead you down that rabbit hole of having fun? Then maybe I'm your man. I've got you. You can trust me. Believe it or not, I'm not the type to push myself on you. If you want me, that's one thing. I'll definitely want you back, but if it's not going to work out, it won't work out. I can accept the loss. Doesn't mean I'll give up, though. So you better watch yourself, Jamie-chan. Otherwise, I might just pick on you until you fall in love with me. I mean, can you say you don't like it so far? I'd say I'm doing a pretty smooth job. I'd give myself at least an 8 out of 10. Maybe a 9. Maybe a flat 10 out of 10 by how you look. You're a 10 out of 10, too. Oh, what's wrong, Chibi-chan? Did I pick on you too much? Just because I'm a daring, devilish smooth talker doesn't mean you have to blush like that. I mean, come on. I can see it from a mile away, and that's saying something. Blush doesn't always show on you, I know that. But this feeling, I can tell. I can tell because I'm so close, you know? It's like you got a fever going on. I like this. The question is, how do you feel? As if I have to ask you. I can just trust your reactions. They're more truthful than words. You know, people lie a lot. They lie for stupid reasons, for stupid things. But one thing that people can't lie about is feelings. Their truth, whether you like them to be or not. That's why when I say I like you, it's just the feelings. That's how it goes. I can't hold them back, no more can I lie about them. If I tried to, I'd be a mumbling mess of jumbled nonsense. And something tells me you'd be slightly less attracted to that. And attraction is the name of the game, unless I want that platonic relationship, which sounds so much more boring. Sorry, not sorry. I want you. And that's that. Now the real question is, do you want me to be that bully that pushes you into a tough situation? Or do you want me to be that bully that pushes you into a slightly tough situation? Sorry I don't make the rules, but that's just how it's gonna go. You came here, blame yourself. If you didn't want this kind of attention, you wouldn't have asked for it. You wouldn't have dressed up so cute. You wouldn't have taken the time out of the day to look so gorgeous. Now come on. Be honest. You like all this attention, don't you? From sun up to sun down, you want to be spoiled. You want all the attention. You want someone to dote on you like this. To want you, but also to tease. It's not very hard to see. Your transparency of what you want is written all over your face. So I think I'll give you exactly that. Now, just for the fun of it, I'm gonna warn you about exactly what I'm gonna do right now. See, I'm gonna wrap my arms around you, pull you in close, stare into your beautiful eyes, and kiss you passionately. You can stop me at any of these if you've heard it before, but something tells me you haven't felt this before. What's the matter? Now you look like a mess. All that composure, all that fussiness, brattiness, if you will, melted like butter. Now what are you gonna do? Jimmy-chan, I've got you right where I want you, and I'm going in for the knockout. Wonder if you'll stop me this time. Something tells me no. And yet, here you are once again, making me this much more excited. If you've got so much of a problem like you say, your words wouldn't come out like that. They'd come out stern to the point. If you didn't want this, let's face it, you wouldn't have it. I'm someone who gives you what you want and takes what I want when I want it. That's why I'm the captain. That's why everyone thinks I'm always scheming. Maybe I am a schemer in love. But the difference is, once I've latched on, I don't let go. Like a crocodile sinking its fangs into its prey. No, the difference is, you're no prey. I can tell that. It wouldn't take any unlucky bastard to know that. You're anything but prey. You're worth every effort. Now, just a warning, because I'm going in for another passionate kiss. This time, I'm gonna hold you closer. I might kiss you. And I might make out with you. What does it matter? Wanna find out? If you're curious, like your eyes betray those quivering lips of yours after my last kiss, then I'm afraid you'll have to find out the old-fashioned way. Let's do this. Chibi-chan. What do you know? You didn't stop me. How cute. You get cuter by the moment. The more I push you, the more it seems like you want to be pushed. And God, if I don't love it to death, your reactions, I live for them. Chibi chan, look at how cute you are. With everything that's happened, I'm surprised you can resist just letting me rip off all your clothes. Oh, wait, that's what I'm gonna do, anyways. You really are one that likes to get bullied, aren't you? It suits you, though. I fucking love it. Why don't I dine on something that's a little more tasty than those lips of yours? Let's try it. There we go. Hello, sexy below the belt. Oh, you're so fucking sexy. You knew this was gonna happen, didn't you? You lured me on. You wanted all this attention deep down. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, Chibi-chan. I'll make you come so fucking hard. All because you asked for it. You like that? You gonna fucking come all over my face? Fucking do it. Chibi-chan, not even a bit of hesitance, eh? I fucking love you. Now let me get a piece of that action. Oh, piece of that ass. Oh, yeah, you want this cock? Back for it. Back for it. Say how much you want it, Chibi-chan. Come on. Yeah, fuck. Chibi-chan, I'm gonna stuff you full of this cock until you come so hard you cry out my name. How's that sound? Oh, fuck. You'd probably do it without me even asking, right? This is what you wanted. Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah, Chibi-chan. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck! Oh, that's right. Look at me, Chibi-chan. I wanna see your face when you come so fucking hard on my cock. I wanna see you impaled and stuffed with my cum. Now, you gonna show me that face, Chibi-chan? Show me that lewd expression when you're coming all over my cock. Yeah, yeah. How does it feel to be so fucking stuffed with me? Yeah. Chibi-chan. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I hate to say it, Chibi-chan, but I'd say your body's fucking slutty, and I fucking love it. First day, fucking this hard. You should be proud of how slutty that is. Oh. Oh, you sloppy mess down there. That's what you want, Chibi-chan? You want me to fuck your brains out? Come all over this cock. Yeah, yeah, you wanna come? Beg me. Beg me as I fuck you. As I fuck you so hard with this fucking fat cock. Yeah, Chibi-chan. Come on. Say it. Beg for me. Beg for me to stuff you with my cum. Come on, Chibi-chan. Show me what you got. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, is that the best you got? Come on, Chibi-chan. Show me you want it. No. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, gonna come so fucking hard. So deep inside you. Yeah, Chibi-chan. Beg for it. Beg for it. Coming. Fucking you in public. I think I know what's wrong with that. I gave you ways out. About a million of them. You gonna complain now, Chibi-chan? You're like a cute little bird. Caught in a cage in my grasp. My arms wrapped around you. And I'm holding you tighter. And what's wrong with that? You sure do seem to like it. It's not like I'm any unsavory person. I'm gentle with those who trust me. And I don't want to scare you off or anything. I mean, that'd be the worst. Imagine you misunderstanding me for being some kind of deranged lunatic or someone who's gonna take advantage of you. I'd never dream of it. Cross my heart and hope to die. Well, I was crossing my fingers there. Guess I have to die now. Wouldn't mind dying by kissing you. Be mine forever. Be mine no matter what. I'm not gonna let you go till you agree. Manipulation. That's a funny way of putting it when you're the one who came. When you're the one who didn't stop me. When I told you exactly what was gonna happen. When I told you how every play-by-play was gonna go. Like a perfect game set and match. I stole your lips. Is that a problem? Didn't think so. So don't get angry at me. Don't blame me for what you let me do. I didn't do anything I wouldn't do to someone who truly matters to me. And that's because you probably do. It's a bit of a touchy subject for me. What can I say? I don't want to go and say I love you before I know I love you. What's the point if I said that? If I rushed into something, wouldn't that just cheapen the experience? Plus, I wouldn't be any mysterious man at all. I'd be one that's as plain as day. I'd show you my hand and you'd know there's no escape. What's the fun in that? If I don't show my hand, and I actually take the time to figure all this shit out, maybe then we can have a proper relationship. I know. People like to call me that playboy. Captain. They like to think that I'm just into anyone. If it walks, if it's hot, they think I'm into it. That's not me. Maybe it's me on a bad day. But lucky for you, you caught me on a good one. A day that I have eyes for you. And only you. What's the matter, Chibi-chan? You're just gonna let me walk all over you like this? I'm not complaining. But you might want to be careful around people like me. Feels like I'm a wolf chasing after a sheep. Not like you'd complain, right? Do you like the chase? Being chased or chasing? I can't tell. Maybe a bit of both? Guess there's only one way to find out, isn't there? And that's by spending a whole lot more time chasing or being chased. So what's it gonna be? Club manager? Is it gonna be me? That you fall madly in love with? That you let hold in my arms? That you let me steal that heart of yours away from everyone else who wants it? Because trust me, if you let me, I'm gonna steal that heart of yours away from practically everyone. Doesn't matter how cool they are, they're not as cool as me. And it doesn't matter what they say, because a kiss stacks a whole lot more than words.
And sorry, not sorry. I won't let anyone have these lips. They're all mine. Jeez.